Chapter 4. 3 weeks before their high school prom, about a year before Anne was shot, she and Connor went out on a date. They had been dating for 2 years, and there was no doubt that they would attend prom together. I appreciated Connor for many reasons. He had a solid head on his shoulders, he seemed to really care about academics, and Anne was crazy about him. I developed a sweet, nurturing relationship with him. One that Andy did not strive to replicate. Andy is sometimes known as Mr. Uh-oh at work because he's called in when things have gone bad, or if someone needs to be let go, people always say uh-oh when they see him. I'm not sure what kind of boy Anne could have brought home that would have pleased Andy, and the guys seemed to pick up on that. I looked through the upstairs window and saw Connor pulling in to drop Anne off. It seemed like only 5 minutes had passed when I noticed Anne speeding out of the driveway in her car. "Andy, where's Anne going?" I asked. "She just got a call from Connor," Andy said. "He's been in an accident." I couldn't believe what he was saying. I had just seen him with my two eyes in what seemed like seconds ago. "Let's go see if he needs help," I said. About a mile from our house, we saw Anne's Volvo pulled over on the side of the road. The ambulance and the police car were already there, lights flashing. Connor's vehicle had rolled over completely and was back on the right side of the road. The front of the car had been smashed down more than the back. The windshield was completely shattered. Connor was conscious and sitting in the ambulance. His face was covered in tiny cuts, but otherwise he seemed fine. "The car hit the tree and rolled over," said the sheriff. "You can see the scrapes on the top of the car where it slid down the pavement." "How could he have survived that?" I asked while looking at the car. "It seems like a miracle." "Well, the Honda has side airbags as well as front," he said. "It may have been a miracle, but those airbags helped. He must have been going 60 miles per hour." Anne told us that Connor had seen a deer crossing the road. He went off to the right, then overcorrected and hit the tree. "I haven't ever seen deer on this road," I said. Though I didn't say it at the time, it seemed sort of suspicious that a deer had caused such a bad wreck.